least one community was obliterated. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Rolling Fork, Mississippi was essentially wiped out by a massive tornado last night. That from the city's mayor. About 200 miles away is the town of Amory.
A lot of damage. It's destroyed approximately 60% of the community. A lot of trees down, a lot of homes that are tore up.
Mayor Corey Glenn spoke to Fox and Friends Weekend. Nearly two dozen people are confirmed dead across the state. Dozens more are hurt.
This year has been a really active tornado season. We've had 282 tornadoes. Typically, so far in a season, we would have 174 tornadoes. We are headed into our what is generally really active months of April and May and June.
Fox Chief Meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, search and rescue teams are combing through piles of rubble. An investigation is underway after a group of migrants were found suffocating in a freight train near our southern border yesterday. Two of them died.
This is an ongoing problem every day. How many lives have to be lost?
Don McLaughlin is the mayor of Uvalde. Authorities believe one of the migrants called 911. Human traffickers are likely responsible. Two more attacks have targeted U.S. service members in Syria. Officials say they were carried out by Iran one day after a U.S. contractor was killed in a separate strike.
The number of additional U.S. forces that were injured yesterday has not been disclosed at this time, but a senior U.S. official tells Fox News that some of those injuries may be serious. That official added that this was caused by a rocket attack and another attack involving multiple Iranian drones on two U.S. bases.
Fox's Alexandria Huff, a retaliation strike by the U.S. has killed at least 19 enemy fighters. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
They got what they wanted.
The Los Angeles Unified School District and Local 99 of the Service Employees International Union reaching a tentative deal on a new contract, which the district says includes a 30% wage increase, what union members, including custodians and bus drivers, had been calling for during a three-day walkout, an expansion of health care benefits for part-time workers, and a $1,000 bonus for current employees with the district from the 2020 to 2021 school year. The full union still has to vote on the deal. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says the deal protects the financial viability of the district while elevating the dignity of its workers, thanking L.A. Mayor Karen Bass for helping to mediate negotiations. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A teacher in North Carolina has resigned after taping a student's mouth shut. The 11-year-old boy texted his mother a picture showing him with blue painter's tape over his mouth. The sixth grader allegedly spent an entire class like that after being talkative. Local media says the teacher, who had been hired over the summer, was not charged by police. Police officers in one of America's largest cities may no longer be deployed at dozens of schools.
40 Chicago high schools will soon decide whether or not to keep police officers on campus, potentially joining 30 others who have voted to get rid of school resource officers over the past few years, even as the city's experienced a surge in violent crime.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. The issue is now being debated by the city's mayoral candidates. More than 3,000 pounds of ground beef are being recalled because of possible E. coli contamination. The Angus beef manufactured by Elkhorn Valley Pride was distributed in more than half a dozen states. So far, there have been no reports of illness. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.